He has 100 points.
Yeah.
Why does Leeds win it?
Goal differential. We scored more goals than they did compared to how many they let in. We let in. Yeah, the goal differential was different.
Got it. Okay.
I think they had to score something like 15 or 14.
To catch up?
Or maybe 19. I can't remember. But yeah, there was no way.
Oh.
But at one point today, we were losing 1-0. Mm-hmm. And Burnley was, it was tied 1, it was 1-1. And then later on, we were, I think we made it 1-1. Mm. But yeah, we were 1-1 and they'd gone up to 3-1.
Ooh.
So we had to score, and then we scored in the 91st minute. And all hell broke loose at our house.
Yep.
The cats went crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a really good time, and we're still celebrating. So we've heard songs about us partying. We've heard songs about Leeds and Yorkshire. We've heard a lot of brass bands, and we've still got some more for that on that coming in the next hour too. But I thought this next block would be for those matches when there was no doubt. Today there was doubt. There really was. I mean, the first half, it was not good.
Okay.
But there's other matches when we've come on, like the 6-0 with Pirro getting his hat trick in the first 20 minutes. And then last Monday when DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa came in and visited us, and we all got to watch it at the Mad Dog in the Fog.
Oh, yeah.
So I've joined the Leeds United LUFC Bay Area Club right when it started, a long time ago. And we've met at a few places over the years, last three seasons, four seasons, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I was fortunate enough to meet in the Boston, the Leeds United Boston and Massachusetts meetup, New England, I guess, Boston and New England meetup. When was that? That was just 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a win, too.
Yeah.
And it's just been so great to meet so many new fans, people that have the same frustrations and nervousness and apprehension, and the sky is falling. And then when we actually win one, it's like, holy shit, we actually did it.
Yeah.
So I know Stephen Wears is listening right now. Stephen, we did it, my friend. And I'm so glad to get to meet you through Leeds, through the fan club. And I can't wait for next year. I realize it's not going to be as celebratory as this year. Well, miracles do happen.
Yeah.
But every time the team took the field and they were just, you could just feel it, you know? So Tanaka, Pirro, all of them, every time they came on, Dan James, it was just amazing. Even Rodon in the back, I love the team. So this block of songs is for the team when they came out, and you just knew they were going to get it done. Toodles.
Everyone's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the Hounds of Hell. And if I catch it coming back my way, I'm gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what I'll do. And the feeling coming from my bones sets my dog
over there, honey.
I'm doing well.
Happy Leeds Day.
Happy Leeds Day.
Happy Leeds Day, everyone.
Yeah, I love that that's what we're calling it.
That was a good little block there. We had Thunderstruck by AC/DC, Let Me Entertain You by Robbie Williams, mm-hmm. and The White Stripes, the newly inducted, well, they're going to be inducted to the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're one of seven bands? Seven.
Oh.
Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, there's a few. But the White Stripes, yeah, they're going in. And I got to tell you, I think it's because of that song. That guitar riff that he came up with from Seven Nation Army, that one riff, is one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
And the body of work by the White Stripes is not big. It's not vast. There's, I think, I can't remember, maybe 3-4 albums before he went solo. Maybe five max? No, it's got, I don't even think it's that many. But that is the song that got Jack White and Meg White and the White Stripes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's a great one. It's a great one when you're in a stadium. Doesn't matter what sport you're watching. But today we're celebrating the only sport that is football from Leeds. That's right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the incredible Original Brewer. DJ Adame and DJ Q-Nut are listening. Well, they're probably not listening, but they are tuned in at home. We do have it on at home.
Yes.
In the background.
Yes.
And wherever you are, if you're in El Dorado Hills, Mary, Valerie, DJ Grandma, DJ Grandpa, tuned in the UK, Auntie Jane, Sarah Runs in Circles, Vorsey Tigers, I don't know who else is listening there in the UK, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for spending 2 hours of your week with us. As always, it's an absolute honor and privilege to be able to play these songs. And today especially, just celebrating the fantastic Leeds win. And
DJ Adam May says, we are here.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. I love that. So there's a song that everyone was singing, Leeds are Falling Apart Again.
What?
Yeah, there's a song about, it's all about how, when, because we do, we have this ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Oh.
And there's been some songs sung about us, and Leeds are falling apart again. But this year, because we keep winning, we've been singing it back to teams when we start winning. And I saw them all singing it on the steps. In Leeds City Center today, they were singing Leeds Are Falling Apart. So I thought we had to play this song. Mm. But they're not falling apart. They are champions. So it's time to celebrate the fact that they are champions. So this next block, let's talk about the fact that we just won the whole fucking thing.
Toodles.
your crime and bad mistakes. I've made a few. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Let me just go on, 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 on.
We are the champions.
Stop now. Woo! Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it and my folks locked down. Woo! I never went nowhere. Know what they saying, Luda's back. Yeah. Blame it on that contour. The hood call it Luda Yak. Hey. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, down. Like strippers' booties go. Woo! My verses still be serving. Yeah. Tight like a million virgins. Yeah. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Yeah. Can't never count me out. No. Y'all better count me in. No. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life. Riding the night, now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding.
All I do is win, 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 no matter.
they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there.
In the kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, dope being sold, Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder way, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Bitch, I want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Thank you.
That was the Sports Report, for those that don't know. It's an old theme. It was by the Central Band of the Royal Air Force doing a Sports Report out of the blue. That was a fun little block there. All I Do Is Win, We Are the Champions, Best by Tina Turner. We also have some advice for those of you going to the parade on Monday. This is from our man on the street, DJ Forzy Tigers. Plan ahead advice for Monday's Leeds United promotion parade. That's right. For those that didn't know, who haven't been listening to us for the last 1 hour and 41 minutes, but Leeds have been promoted to the Premier League, and they are champions of the championship with 100 points. Preparations are continuing for Leeds United's bank holiday promotion parade and the opportunity it will give fans and players to
Monday's a bank holiday.
Jointly celebrate the club's return to the Premier League. Large crowds are expected to turn out on Monday, May 5th. to salute Daniel Farker and his team as they make their way through the city centre on an open-top bus. Leeds City Council, which is organising the event in conjunction with the club, with support from various multi-agency partners, has been working hard to ensure that the day runs safely, smoothly and enjoyable for all concerned. And as the countdown continues to the celebration, the council is now asking people to remember the following key messages. Everyone get your pens and paper at the ready, because I know you're all going. Everyone can get on a flight right now. The flight, it's not till Monday. There's no single focal point or set-piece location to the event. Very important. Fans are encouraged to spread out and line the full length of the city centre route so they can get the best close-up views of the bus and the VIP passengers. The council is urging people not to engage in any behaviour such as climbing up buildings, lampposts or bus shelters, which could put themselves or others at risk of harm. Anyone coming into the city centre on Monday should plan their journey carefully and take into account the extensive road closures and traffic measures required to safely facilitate the parade. People travelling to the event should aim, when possible, to use public transport, including the buses that will be running from the park and ride sites at Temple Green and Stourton. The parade is due to start at 1 p.m. with Farker and the players heading under police escort towards City Square from Wellington Street. They will then move slowly through City Square and along Bore Lane, New Market Street and Vicar Lane before turning left and travelling down the full length of the headrow. United's promotion heroes will be on the mic and interacting with fans throughout an event that is sure to generate an unforgettable carnival atmosphere across the whole city centre. As it's standard practice for an occasion on this size, a major program of road closures will be enforced between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Monday. The list of roads that will be fully or partly closed for some of that time includes Albion Street. Now, please pay attention. Yeah. Albion, and I'm not going to get them all pronounced right, but there we go. Albion Street, Bishopgate Street, Brigate, Cole Lane, Calverley Street, East Parade, Eastgate, the Headrow, Infirmary Street, King Edward Street, Lands Lane, Lower. Oh, bloody hell! You can't go anywhere. Lower Brigate, Mill Hill, New Brigate. So don't go in to go to the market. Let's just put it that way. Oxford Place, Park Row, Vicar Lane, Westgate and Wellington Street. Park and ride services will be operated from Temple Green and Stourton between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Well, there's a lot there. I'm not going to keep going because I could go on for a long time. But guess what? Leeds have won. There's going to be a parade on Monday. Be there or be square. And guess what? They're back. They're back in the Premier League, everyone.
Is it moving up? Is that technically the term?
They are moving up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the boys are back. The boys are back in the league. Toodles.
She was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she said, slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, we'll be right back.
Miss Lovey.
Loss of the summer wine.
Yes.
Actually, we don't have much wine left in the studio here.
No, because it was a celebration.
Ooh, but, Nora Batty.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I haven't really watched a lot of that one.
You're not missing much. I don't think it's aged well, but I did like it at the time, and Thorahood. I mean, there were some good moments in it.
I know I've seen a couple of them.
And the town, the little village itself is fantastic. So, yeah, you've been listening to ES Beats. We've been with you since 2 o'clock. We've been celebrating Leeds United going up. And it's been a great day. I hope you've had a lot of fun joining us wherever you are, no matter what time it is. I know it's coming up on midnight there in the UK. Thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us. I'm DJ ESB, joined by the amazing, much better half, DJ Original Brewer. We won't be here next week. We'll be here the week after. So, yeah, Leeds did it. This chapter is over, and they won the chapter. They did it. They 100 points, won the league. But now there's a new job to be done. Mm. Now there's a new step in the journey. And so I hope they're up for it. I'm ready for it. So I thought we'd end with this one. Not usually a song you end with, but this is really for the team, motivating them for next season and for the fans for next season.
Get ready.
Get ready. And we'll see you in two weeks. We love you all. Marching on together, everyone. All Leeds, aren't we?
Toodles.